Great to have you with us here on The Ideas Net. Larry Mueller here, turning our attention now to aquaculture and Wisconsin farm-raised fish, and a couple of guests for you today to talk about it. With me in the studio today, Mike Bandley, is with the Agriculture Development and Diversification Grant Program with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Mike, great to have you with us. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Appreciate it very much. With me by phone today, Jeff Taylor, president of the Wisconsin Aquaculture and general manager of Star Prairie Trout Farm in Star Prairie, Wisconsin. Jeff?
Hi, Larry. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
It's great to have you both with us. You guys know each other.
We do.
Absolutely.
You work a lot together?
Yeah, we have a Aquaculture Industry Advisory Council, and Jeff is the current president for the Aquaculture Association, and those two organizations work quite close together.
What's the, let's give us a general idea first about aquaculture in Wisconsin. Where do we stand? How many fish are we raising?
Well, in terms of the world, if you look at the world as a whole, you look at well over almost a trillion pounds of fish produced. The U.S. produces about 1% of that, and Wisconsin produces 1% of the U.S. total. So it's a small industry, but there's a lot of room for opportunity and growth in that industry.
Well, I would certainly think so, because fish, Jeff, fish are one meat in our diet that seems to be very popular.
And very good for you, too. I mean, that's the big thing. And what we're trying to do with this Wisconsin Farm-Raised Fish Consumer's Guide is really get the word out to people that it is really healthy to eat fish. There's been so many myths and so many things that need to be dispelled about fish, from mercury to other types of contaminants that just don't exist in farm-raised fish, that we need to let people know about.
And that title is A Consumer's Guide for Wisconsin Farm-Raised Fish. And if you want to go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show, you can just click on it and pull it right up and take a look at it. There's a lot of information in there. And I assume, Mike, that this was a sort of a cooperative event here.
Absolutely. We worked at it with the Department of Agriculture. There's the Aquaculture Extension Outreach Specialist, Ron Johnson, Jim Held, worked on it. Jeff Taylor and a number of the folks that are involved with the Aquaculture Association and the Industry Advisory Council. We all kind of looked at different resources that are out on the internet, out in the world, questions that they're being asked, and trying to just compile some of that into a usable form for consumers.
Yeah, absolutely. I haven't given the numbers, so let me do that. If you'd like to join in, do you try to incorporate fish into your diet? How do you choose it? Do you tend to buy farm-raised, or do you buy wild fish? Why? Give us a call, 1-800-642-1234. You can also email us at talk@wpr.org, or just go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show, and you can post there as well. I'm surprised always at the kinds of fish. Usually when traditionally we thought about trout, perhaps in the South you think catfish, but there are more than that, more species than that being raised in Wisconsin.
Absolutely. When you look at Wisconsin aquaculture, really you have three main groups that are in that industry. There's the food-raised fish that we're talking about today, and that's the part that Jeff is predominantly involved with, mm-hmm. with his trout farm. There's also a significant bait fish production in the state, as well as stocking fish that go into waters of the state for reestablishment or recreational fishing and that type of thing.
Jeff, how many producers are there, and talk about the scale of what they produce?
Well, anybody that raises fish in Wisconsin, if you have a pond in your backyard, you have to be licensed by the state. I think we're numbers around 2,000, Mike. Does that sound right?
Yeah, about 2,300.
I think of those, around 200 or so are actually more of the commercial that are raising fish to sell or to transport or to stock or for bait and those types of things. And there's more than probably just a handful of larger producers like Star Prairie Trout Farm and Rushing Waters Fisheries that raise trout also in the state, who raise fish primarily for food, for people to eat. We raise very good fish, and most of our fish go to the Twin Cities, actually. We're right on the border of Wisconsin and Minnesota, so we do a lot of business in Minnesota also.
What's the history, Jeff? Do you have any idea about the history of aquaculture in Wisconsin, Jeff?
And they do quite a bit. Our farm is maybe one of the first or the first. When you go back and look, it's 1856 is our start date.
Wow.
So it's been around for a long, long time.
Wow.
A very long time. So there's quite a history there. There's a very good history. You can go onto our website, starprairietrout.com, and it talks about some of it, but there is a lot of history going back of people raising fish, much as they did cattle, sheep, cows, for sustenance over the winter in the cold, harsh winters here. And they, some folks started to raise fish and then started to... Neighbors bought them, and then that's what happened with our farm. And then pretty soon it started to grow, and people from all over started to buy them. More and more ponds, more and more water, more and more fish, and it's just progressed from there. So,
well, and how large is your specific operation? So
we sit on about 5 acres. We have about 300,000 trout at any one time on the farm, and we sell roughly about 100,000 trout a year. So that gives you some rough numbers.
Well, if you're doing that on 5 acres, that's a fairly efficient. It seems to me, just off the top of my head, like a fairly efficient use of land.
It actually is. And then when you talk about fish also, is what you talk about a feed conversion ratio, where a fish is about 1.2 to 1. That means 1.2 pounds of feed produces 1 pound of fish. Mike, some of the numbers for cattle, I went 20, 30 to 1.
I don't remember them off the top of my head.
But they're quite a bit. I mean, a lot larger. So fish, you're talking about very little waste. Fish, really, for what you feed them, I can count on 80% of that turning into fish meat or being able to produce product. So it's quite a bit different. I mean, a lot less waste that we don't have to worry about like the farms do, actually, for raising cows and cattle and sheep. So,
well, we have lots of people who want to visit with you. So all of our lines are filled here. Let's go to the phones and Wayne in Green Bay up first. Wayne, hi. Thank you for calling.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have two questions for you. One is, what varieties of farm-raised fish are there in Wisconsin, and where can a person purchase those fish? Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Well, in terms of varieties of fish, I'm assuming that you're referring to food fish.
Right.
There's a growing interest. There's been a number of people that are interested in the aquaponics area, and actually, Jeff and I were on a farm for a meeting not just last week, where they raised tilapia in an aquaponics setting. There's also been tremendous interest in perch over the last number of years with the commercial fisheries kind of declining in the Great Lakes. There's a number of farms that raise those fish for food. And another species that is kind of on the horizon is a hybrid walleye, which is a sawguy walleye cross. And those fish are they're similar to perch, but they can get to market size within a year and a little bit larger fillet. The second question they asked is where can we find it? That was part of the reason to do the consumer guide as well.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a number of farms like Jeff's that sell direct from the farm, sell through restaurants and grocery stores. But there's several resources that people can look at. One is the Wisconsin Aquaculture Association website, which is wisconsinaquaculture.com. Another is Savor Wisconsin. And Something Special from Wisconsin. Those three are good resources for people to find fish.
Excellent.
More and more, Mike and Larry, too, we are actually in 5 farmers markets now all around the area. So actually in with the produce, in with all the other products that are coming in, we're selling fish at farmers markets, too.
I know from my own trips around the farmers market in Madison that there are fresh trout sold at the farmers market, and it's always kind of fun to stop and pick some up. Thanks, Wayne, for calling. Appreciate it. Al and Abrams, it's your turn. Hi, Al. Thank you for calling.
Hi. I'd like to know if maybe for this question for the gentleman from the Department of Agriculture. If there are regulations on what different names fish can be called in restaurants. I recently went out to eat and had what was on the menu was walleye, and I've caught thousands of walleyes and eaten them. And it certainly wasn't walleye, and I don't think it was walleye pollock either. It was something different.
Yeah,
it could be. It could be a mislabeling issue. In that case, you want to talk to some of our folks with the Food Safety Division and the labeling regulations there.
Mike, was that sort of the problem that they were mislabeling and bringing imported Zander was the name of it?
That is a common problem. Zander is a fish similar to perch. and it's grown in Europe predominantly, I believe. And they bring it in, and it, because it's similar to perch, sometimes it gets substituted in for perch or even walleye.
Oh, but that is, I mean, that's not that's misleading labeling that.
Exactly, and that's why I'd encourage the caller to speak with some of our food safety folks in the Department of Ag.
Yeah, because they could follow up on that.
Exactly.
Then. Yeah, they should. I remember a story. This is off the topic a bit, but the potato producers of Wisconsin did a little checking around on some restaurants that were advertising Idaho Bakers, and they were Wisconsin baking potatoes, and so it's sort of a similar kind of thing.
Exactly, and I think there's a real benefit, a lot of interest in local food and knowing where your food comes from, and so if we can identify those sources of in this case fish or those in that case Wisconsin potatoes. Why not identify them as such and know the track where they came from and a little bit about how they were produced?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Al, for calling. And Sue and DePere, let's go to you. Hi, Sue.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. I've enjoyed your program, and I have a question for you. My husband and I are one of the people here in Wisconsin that have a fish farm license, and we basically just have it so that our kids and grandkids can go in and fish and things.
Yeah.
So we have, like, trout and bluegills and all that kind of stuff in there. But I found it interesting that you said only 1% of all of the fish farms in the United States, out of that, there's only 1% is from Wisconsin. Is it a costly business to get into, or why are there not more fish farms, you know, for...
Yeah, okay. Well, Jeff, let's go to you first. Jeff,
yep,
hi.
I could talk to that. It's really a kind of a sad situation. More and more in Wisconsin. Right now, there's probably more fish farms for sale and have closed in the last 5 years than in all of history. Fish farming is a tough business. Very easy to kill off fish if you're not very, very careful, for one. Secondly, the profit margins are very small. Thirdly, the regulations are probably one of the biggest things and one of my biggest gripes. I have 17 permits and licenses to operate my farm. I'm in the process of gaining two more from the DNR related to water usage. So it's very, very tough to get into right now. The permitting to actually dig ponds and use the water is very, very difficult. So there's a lot of things to try to get a new farm started, in addition to the dollars, that needs to go into it. So I hope that answers a little bit of your question.
Thank you very much for that question and the answer. Visiting today with Mike Bandley is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection in the Ag Development and Diversification Grant area. Jeff Taylor is the president of the Wisconsin Aquaculture Society and general manager of Star Prairie Trout Farm in Star Prairie, Wisconsin. They'll be with us right up until 12:30 today here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Happy you're listening in here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here. We're talking today about aquaculture in Wisconsin. Part of the reason for it is that there's a new guide out. It's called A Consumer's Guide for Wisconsin Farm-Raised Fish. And boy, it contains a lot of great information about the aquaculture industry, also about nutrition, what happens on the farms where these fish are raised here in the state. Really going to provide you with a lot of great information. And we've actually posted it on my Facebook page, the guide. You can go to the Larry Mueller Show, click on that tag there at Consumer's Guide for Wisconsin Farm-Raised Fish, and you can have a look at it while you're listening to me talk with our guest today. Mike Bandley is with the Ag Development and Diversification Grant Program in the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Jeff Taylor, president of the Wisconsin Aquaculture Society and general manager of Star Prairie Trout Farm in Star Prairie, Wisconsin. Great to have them along, and thank you for listening in. We have many questions, so I'm going to go right to Hugh and Madeline Island for the next question. Hugh, hi. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for taking my call. I had read an article about farm-raised tilapia, which said that because of the nature of their diet, which is not natural, that the level of omega-3 oils in them is much reduced over the wild tilapia. And after I read that, it sort of made me question whether the advantage of eating, one of the advantages of eating fish is to get the omega-3 is supposed to be good for your heart. And if there's any, if these, those gentlemen think there's any substance to that that article, and I'll take the answer
off air. Okay, great. Thank you for calling. Well, I think we can probably get both of our guests may be involved. Mike, you want to start?
Sure, I can. It is possible that like any terrestrial animals, it does make a difference what they're eating. I've seen some little studies that indicate that tilapia has a little lower omega-3 content, but it's also similar. It's also a case that if you look at the different fish species that are out there, some of the more fatty fish, like the trout and the salmon, typically have higher omega-3 levels in them than some of the panfish like the tilapia. Mm. So it makes a difference by what species, what they're being fed. And, you know, the importance is to maintain a healthy, balanced diet in the end.
And, Jeff, a comment from you?
I'll read actually right out of our guide, Section 3, Page 4, Nutritional Health Benefits of Eating Wisconsin Farm-Raised Fish. So I'll compare trout to tilapia since I'm a big trout fan. Omega-3s, trout is showing 1235 as an adjustment, and tilapia is 240. So we're talking trout have five times the omega-3. And I don't know if that has to do with tilapia that are farm-raised or anything, but I know that, just like Mike mentioned, the fattier fish, the fish that live in the colder waters, just do have more omega-3s by nature. Salmon are much higher even than trout as far as that goes. So,
what are the farm-raised fish fed, Jeff?
Well, the trout need a high diet, a high protein diet. So our fish need 25 to 30% protein in their diet. So they actually feed on a fish meal that's made up of fish. Mm-hmm. These are special fish that are raised specifically for feed for fish, and it's actually a Purina trout chow in essence. They make feed for all sorts of critters, and trout chow is one of them. Whereas catfish can live on corn, they have only need about 10 or 12% protein in their diet. They can live on grains, whereas a trout in nature lives on eating other insects and things in the wild, so it needs actually more of a meat diet than, say, a catfish does.
All right, there we go. And I had a Facebook comment from Shelley who says, thumbs up to the Cook's Corner on the Wisconsin aquaculture site.
Jeff, yeah, we have a lot of that on our website, too, startbrightout.com. We really try to impress the people. There's so many ways that you can cook fish, and it's from as easy as just throwing it on the grill to some elaborate dishes that you can eat with fish also, and it's great.
We will turn to Jack in Superior next. Jack, hi. Thank you for calling. Hello. Jack, are you there?
Hello.
We lost him. Let's go to Fred in Watersmeet, Michigan. Hi, Fred.
Hi, guys. I'm up in the heart of the fishing country. Mm-hmm. I miss my Ambrosia's fish fry in Amherst, Wisconsin. Best in central Wisconsin. I've got to put that plug in. Reason I'm calling is what I lament up here with all the fish fries and restaurants and lodges and that. The fish fry is turning into the Pollock Friday fish fry. And I'm just so demoralized on that. And I wonder where this Pollock comes from. Can it be farm-raised? Is it in competition with what you guys raise? But as you can tell, I'm just not a Pollock fish fancier. That's just my comments.
Okay.
I believe pollock is another one of those ocean fish like cod that's fished out of the oceans and processed and made available to consumers. It's not necessarily a local fish. I don't know about fish farming at Dude, Jeff.
I don't, and it would be in the oceans if they were. There's nothing in Wisconsin at all of pollock or cod. They do compete with us, and especially for the fish fries, because they're a very, let's put it, reasonably priced fish. We do have a place in Prescott, Wisconsin, that does feature our trout for a Friday night fish fry. It's a little more expensive, and I think it's not all you can eat, but it's a much better quality fish than, I'll say, the pollock and the cod.
You're not biased, are you, Jeff?
Not biased at all.
Well, the amount, you do the math on this, the amount of fish that is recommended to be eaten in a week, comparing to the amount of fish that we produce, there's some room for growth, I think. Mike?
Absolutely. We were talking a little bit during the break that I tried to do some quick back-of-the-napkin calculation, and the American Health Association recommends, I believe it's 2 servings per week, and each of those servings is 3.5 ounces. So if you take that among the 5 million some consumers here in the state, that sounds like almost, a little over 100 million pounds of fish over the course of the year. In the state of Wisconsin, the food fish, and Jeff, correct me if I'm wrong, adds up to about 1.3, 1.4 million pounds
That's
produced
about it. Yep.
In the state.
About it.
So yep. You see, there's almost a hundredfold difference between those. Now, obviously, we don't produce everything that's on that list. We don't have shrimp farms or tuna or things of that nature. But it does show that there's a lot of room for growth for Wisconsin aquaculture.
And a big part of that equation, too, Mike, is that 85% of what folks in Wisconsin and pretty much across the United States are imported fish. Our fish are coming from overseas, 85%. So only about 15% are raised locally. So that needs to grow.
Now, all right. Let's turn to Margaret in Whitewater next. Margaret, hi to you. Thanks for calling.
Well, thanks for having me. And all I know is I'm about sustainability, and listening to all this, nobody's really gotten into how much more sustainable the aquaculture could be. I formerly had a restaurant, and we always looked into the sustainability of this fish. And I live near Rushing Waters, and it's a wonderful place for trout, and I totally support it. But I think I'd like to hear you more talk about that, and the regulations, because in reality, I have seen so many programs about how they're raised in other countries, and yeah, regulations might be hard in this country, but I think it's really, really good. And being a restaurateur, I know about how I was hit with regulations, and you can argue about them and say, oh, well, this is too much, but in reality, they ended up being fine, and I found everybody I dealt with in the government to be very, very, very fair about what was right and what was wrong. So regulations are good because, believe me, I never bought any piece of fish from anywhere that I thought was not really highly regulated because I was really concerned about what was going into people's bellies.
Yeah.
Anyway, so talk about the sustainability and also the regulations. They're good, regardless of what you say.
All right, well, we'll get both of you in on this. Mike, you want to start?
Sure. The caller touches on a lot of points there. And one of the things that you kind of alluded to is the measure of regulations in the state and also in the U.S. One of the things that we see within the industry, it is a highly regulated industry. And that presents some challenges, but it also creates some opportunities. There was a workshop put on by the National Aquaculture Association about a year ago here in Madison, where they really said, if you look at the regulations and from the standpoint of the opportunity that those regulations assure that the fish are produced healthy, they're not as environmentally damaging as maybe the other areas, we have probably the highest regulated aquaculture industry in the U.S. or in the state when we look at across the world. And you don't have those same assurances in other parts of the world necessarily. From a sustainability standpoint, I have a picture in my mind of what Jeff's farm looks like, and maybe he can just kind of describe the setting even. It's a little different setting than you necessarily would think of a industrial type aquaculture setting, maybe.
Yeah, Mike, at the farm we do have fee fishing also, so about a quarter of our farm, an acre or so, is dedicated to folks coming in from the outside and just fishing and purchasing those fish. They can take them off site and cook them up, they can cook them on site. But our site is right on the Apple River in Star Prairie, Wisconsin, and it is just a piece of God's country, just absolutely beautiful. We have people come and just bird watch, and we invite people to come in and just party and have fun. You don't even have to go and catch fish, so we're wide open there.
Sustainability, we've been around since 1856, plan to be around as long as we can be, and very sustainable. There was just an article in the Star Tribune yesterday talking about the scientists warning that the oceans are on the brink of, you know, they're not sustainable. We've outfished them, we've polluted them, we've done other things to the oceans. So sustainability on that end, we've lost or losing the battle. And on the other end is we're highly regulated, and once again, I'm not totally against those regulations. I could talk details of how we get conflicts between sometimes state and federal and details there, but that's another issue. But our sustainability has been around and will be around, and we hope to grow and prosper with the changes that are going on, farmers markets and things picking up and buy local. They talk about food miles, how many miles your food has to travel before it gets to you. We talk about fish miles, buying your fish locally so that they don't have to come from China or Vietnam. Makes a big difference for fuel costs, especially these days.
And a lot of our fish do come from China. China looks
a whole
like
a lot. That's one of our biggest competitors, and they're very much growing over there now and very much unregulated and growing partly because of that.
We have Jack in Superior who has a question or comment. Jack, hi. Thank you for calling.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you for taking my call. My question is, I think that question has been answered already. I want to know what they feed on farmed fish, because I've been kind of avoiding farmed fish because of my fear of what they were fed, you know, and I thought maybe, I mean, a lot of our things grown in potatoes and vegetables are grown with chemicals made from petroleum and it's toxic. And so I kind of wonder, but what I heard you say about it's highly regulated and it's actually, the feed is made from fish itself. Am I correct on that? I mean, when I go to the supermarket, I can't get any kind of seafood that is not farmed. And,
sure. All right. Well, let's get some comments from our guests. Mike first.
If you look at the fish feed that like Jeff feeds his fish, it is highly regulated. There's regulations in place to assure purity and quality in terms of the feeds that are fed to fish, just as they are for dairy cattle, pigs, poultry, any of the agricultural livestock. So there's a component of that. And there again, you know, the caller before that mentioned that regulations can be beneficial. If you know that your fish is coming from Wisconsin and being fed those fish, you know, there's with a certain level of assurance that there is some regulations behind it as well.
And Jeff, do you want to pipe in?
Yeah, our fish feed is very, very closely monitored, and I've actually had it independently tested by the University of Wisconsin at Madison. Came out and did a test. They actually tested our ground, they tested our air, they tested our water, and they tested our feed in addition to the fish, made sure it was free of contaminants. So I had an independent test done, but when it comes to us from Purina or Aquamax, another fish feed provider, it is very well regulated. There's tags on it, there's stamps on it that it has been checked, it has quality controlled. It's very, very closely monitored. And as you oppose that to the wild, in the wild you really don't know exactly what something may have been eating or where it's been exposed to or what the water that it's in. Our water is very closely monitored, all of our feed. So everything that goes into our equation, and then talking about chemicals, there really are no added outside chemicals, antibiotics, anything that goes into fish in our farm.
So you don't use any antibiotics?
Nothing. We don't use any chemicals at all. It's all natural. I mean, it's all the water and the feed. Pretty much that's it. That's it.
And that's very common across the board for Wisconsin fish farms, that they do not use a lot of chemicals or antibiotics or any of that type of thing.
And I in contrast that with some of the farms for shrimp. That I had a guest on the show talking about that at one point, and they're raised in very close confinement, and a lot of chemicals are used to sort of keep them well until they're big enough to bring to the table. And it certainly makes you wonder sometimes about where you're getting your shrimp from too.
Yes, farm-raised fish, they are very, very, trout in particular, rainbow trout, need very, very clean, fresh water. And our water runs at 49 degrees year-round. We have artesian wells, about 1,300 gallons per minute in 30 ponds. So if we over-density our fish, we'll kill them. We don't have any other way of, other than giving them enough space to live and grow, that will monitor. So we're kind of self-monitored that way. If we put too many in, we'll kill them off. So we really watch how many fish we have in each one of our ponds. We watch our dissolved oxygen level with meters. So we watch that kind of stuff, but there really aren't the chemicals that are put in, that you say, to bring the densities up. We let them live as they would kind of in nature and don't overcrowd them.
You know, and a lot of these questions, I want to bring go back to the guide, the consumer's guide, because I think a lot of questions can be answered in that guide. It's a consumer's guide for Wisconsin farm-raised fish. We've got it on our Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show. You can just click on it and find it there. But maybe, Mike, you could explain what sort of all the different areas that are covered in that guide.
Sure. Right now, what we have is predominantly the focus on the food fish and general aquaculture. So it starts out with a couple sections that talks a little bit about Wisconsin aquaculture in a general sense, how it fits within the scope of the world in the U.S., the types of systems, types of fish that are raised there. And then it goes into some of the best management practices. One of the really neat things that the state has going for it is that it has a strong university component, and they've produced a best management practices guide for the industry for the upper Midwest. And so we tried to put those in the context that would be meaningful to a consumer. And then it goes on and talks about the safety of farm-raised fish and the nutritional value of fish. Looking at why should we consider Wisconsin fish? What's the value proposition of being a locally raised fish? And also a little bit on how to pick out good fish, how to look for it, how to mm-hmm. find it, how to identify fresh fish in a way that can lead to an enjoyable meal. And so really what we've focused on is at this point we got those six sections available for people to look at, but within those sections we've tried to compile a lot of existing information yeah. that's available out on the website, on reports that we've come across, so that we can kind of boil it down for people so they can understand and see, hit the highlights. And then if they want further information, it's referenced in the back part of the section that they can go to the study itself.
Mm-hmm. Makes good sense. Again, it's a consumer's guide for Wisconsin farm-raised fish. And Danny in Green Bay will give you a chance next. Hi, Danny. Thanks for calling.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I grew up actually 3 or 4 miles from the trout farm. I remember going there as a kid fishing. I was actually just there on Sunday for a family event. So
great, good to hear.
So you found it an enjoyable place to visit.
I love it there. Yeah, I think it's it's so tranquil. Even the city of or the town of Star Prairie, is just a quaint little town. So I live in Green Bay now, but every time I get back, I always try to go through the road trips around there. But I really appreciate you guys. Doing the show on this, I think sustainable fish is something, that we really need to pay attention to. So,
oh, that's great. Thank you very much for calling. And, Jeff, you get comments like that very often? That's a nice comment.
We do. Yeah, we have actually, I've developed a comment feedback sheet that we have people fill out as they wrap up their fishing experience, and we try to take that to heart and incorporate any of their comments. But 99.9%, we'll be back. We're bringing our friends back. We're bringing our school back. We're bringing our friends back. We do a lot of tours. We do a lot of church groups, school groups, children, grade schools, high schools, college groups. We get a lot of people coming through just to learn more about aquaculture and what it is and what it does and to feed fish and to eat some of our fish. So we do smoked fish. We do other types of fish. So it's great. I mean, it's been a wonderful experience. I've been involved with the Star Prairie Trout Farm about 5 years now, and it's been a wonderful experience.
Boy, and that and the history of that must be, as you said, was it 1856?
1856. So it's got a long, long history, which is incredible by itself. Could be just a show.
I would really think so. And probably some of the other fish farms in Wisconsin do similar kinds of things. Rushing
Absolutely.
Waters, I assume.
Yep,
yeah,
they do.
Actually, there's a great opportunity for people coming up in the middle of July. July 16th is Wisconsin Aquaculture Day. And there's 8 farms that are having open houses that day where people can go and kind of get a tour of the farm, see what the fish farm is all about, sample some of the fish, maybe do some fee fishing, things of that. Some of them will have live music and entertainment. It's a good opportunity for a family event to go out on a fish farm, see what it's all about.
And now that's on the 16th of July, you said?
Exactly. And there's more information available on the Wisconsin Aquaculture Association website. The farms that are open, their hours. There's also a lot of recipes out there, too. I saw it this morning.
And to get to the Wisconsin Aquaculture website, Judith, do we have that up on it? We probably have it up on our Facebook. Yeah, we have it on our Larry Mueller Show Facebook page, but you could give that, too.
Yeah, it's just simply wisconsinaquaculture.com.
Well, you know, it's been a real pleasure to talk with both of you. Thank you so much. Jeff Taylor, appreciate it very much. If I get in your area, I want to stop at your farm, your fish farm, for sure.
Love to have you in. Thanks, Larry.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Jeff, president of the Wisconsin Aquaculture Association, general manager of Star Prairie Trout Farms in Star Prairie. Mike Bandley with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. Stay with us.